It's the anniversary of the death of Dr. Seuss, and Kevin Shortsleeve is remembering, in verse, his unique presence in our poetry and our lives.
Dear Dr. Seuss, wherever you are, whether you're drifting off zither or floating off czar, I just want you to know that I miss you so much, yes, ever so muchly, oh, muchly so much. I asked several sneetches I happened to meet if they'd seen where you wandered in your Dr. Seuss feet. They said they knew not, and they thought no one knew, not Thidwick, not the Wocket, not even the Whos. Bartholomew Cubbins just could not be sure. Even Horton hadn't heard not a who where you were. The East Sacks suggested perhaps you went west. The West Sacks thought rather east-looking was best. So I jumped in my jumble bob and flew off to France to ask the wise Lorax neath the pants-eating plants. He said he was sorry, but he had not a clue. Just perhaps, he continued, that old Grinch had got you and locked you up tight in a tower in Flarve. The Grinch said he'd have liked to, but had not thus far. So on my search went through the sea of Kathmandu, through the winds of West Endor to the woods of Timbuktu. I asked every creature which ever there was, from the collapsible frink to the zizzer-zazzer-zuzz. But no one had seen you, nor heard any word, neither mammals nor whammel-camels, nor insects nor birds. Then I felt all alone in a sad empty place, like a rusty tin coat-hanger left hanging in space. So I walked for a while in the leftover breeze, and I wondered who'd teach Irish ducks Givinese, who'll eat the green eggs at Samiam's feast, and whoever will it be who must carve the roast beast. Then just when I thought that I'd heard my last line, when I was sure that I learned my last tongue-twister rhyme, I heard a small sound like the coo of a who. It was Cindy Lou who was no longer two. She was nearly six now as she climbed on my knee, and proudly pronounced she just learned how to read. She laughed as she read me your story out loud, and when finally she finished, she beamed happy and proud. Is that you, Dr. Seuss? Did I find you at last? Are you living in smiles and in young readers' laughs? Is that you in my memory? Will you stay for a while? Stay for my grandchildren and great-grandchildren's smile. Dear Dr. Seuss, wherever you are, whether you're drifting off zither or floating off czar, I just want you to know that I miss you so much, yes, ever so muchly, oh, muchly so much.